good afternoon. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We are talking to people in your area today. We'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before I begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk?
Yeah.
Great. And with the following, I would like to ask you, first, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
Yeah.
Yes, in the city of Stockton?
In the city of Stockton.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for taking my call. What is your zip code?
I just moved. I don't know.
Okay. Is it 95212?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
And are you or is anyone in member of your household a teacher or an employee of a college, university, or a member of the teachers' union association?
No.
Okay. What year were you born?
43.
1943, okay. And which of the following best describes you, a man or a woman?
Man.
To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
For statistic purposes only, what is your main ethnicity or heritage? White, Caucasian, black. African-American, okay. And what is the last grade you have completed in school?
2 years of college.
2 years of college, okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger from whom you are the parent or guardian?
Three.
Okay. And what type of school do your children attend? Like a traditional public school, a charter school, private parochial school, homeschooling,
traditional public school.
Public, traditional public school, okay. All three of them?
Yeah.
And do you have any kids currently in a preschool, daycare, or transitional kindergarten? Kindergarten to third?
No.
No? Okay. And thank you again for your patience. And what is the most important to you in choosing a traditional public school of public charter school?
A public school.
Public school? Okay. And would this be a graduation a rate in student outcomes or athletic or extra-scriptional activities, or special needs programs, quality of teachers, size, location, academic program, or safety?
Sports.
Sports, okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Moving along here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here's the first one. Mayor Kevin Lincoln, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about teachers' union?
Somewhat favorable.
Entering? Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
No.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if the name one you do not know too much about, just tell me, and I'll go ahead and do the next one. Here's the first one. Management schools in Stockton. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about public charter schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
Traditional public schools in Stockton?
Somewhat favorable.
Private and parochial schools in Stockton?
Favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
And would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track? Oh, man.